where we'd be making 15 to 20 sales every single week, but we also had about 15 to 20 leaving every week as well.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
What if instead of constantly chasing new clients every single month to stop your revenue from going backwards, you actually kept the existing clients inside of your program for years instead of months? By the end of this video, you're going to understand our client retention formula so that you can get off the acquisition hamster wheel for good and build a tribe of raving fans who stay on board with you for years. And this strategy came about when I scaled my online fitness business, Supermums Elite, up to 445 clients, where we'd be making 15 to 20 sales every single week, but we also had about 15 to 20 leaving every week as well. So I turned the tap off my lead flow and spent the next few months doubling down on client retention so that I could patch up this massive hole in the bucket. And if you watch till the end of this video, you're gonna have a clear process to keep existing clients on board long-term. So the first thing to understand is that clients will not stay on board with you long-term until two pieces are dialed in, and they are results and relationships. So results are supported by systems, support, and accountability, and relationships are built through engagement, culture, and community. So let's dive into the first piece, which is results. Every single new client is coming to you in a place of pain, and it's your job to move them to a place of pleasure. Now, in between pain and pleasure, there is a bridge. And the best way to describe this is imagine you had zero communication with your clients, and all you could give them was a roadmap to get from point A to point B. What would be the very first step that you get them to take, and the second step, and the third step? These steps will be your pillars. And so what I did was create a series of membership portals based around these pillars and gamified the program for my clients. And the way I did this was in order for a client to move from pillar one to pillar two, they had to complete a form at the end of that membership portal and they had to go live inside of the group. Not only did this confirm to me that they completed every task inside of that pillar, but it also created something called forced client engagement, where in order for a client to progress to the next membership portal, they had to actually go live within the group, sharing their biggest lessons from that membership portal. And so once these tasks are done, the next portal was unlocked and they go through that exact process again. The next system I installed was something called a traffic light system, where my client base was plugged into a CRM with three different sections: red light clients, orange light clients, and green light clients. And every single week, my support coach would move clients through these sections based on whether they were failing, struggling, or succeeding. And basically, depending on where they were in the traffic light system, that would determine how many times my support coach would reach out to them every single week. And so basically the whole goal with the traffic light system was to move as many clients into the green light section as possible. The next piece was I created an internal notification through an automated system where basically I'd receive an email whenever a client was 2 weeks away from finishing the program, in which I'd reach out to that client, get them back on a call, and sell them into a new opportunity on the back end, which in my case, I'd sell them into a reverse dieting phase. So they'd lost the weight inside of their first 16 weeks with me, but unless we reverse them out of that calorie deficit, they'd most likely put that weight back on again. So this piece is about understanding that your vision for your program needs to be bigger than the initial problem your prospects are paying to solve. If you solve every problem in the first phase of your program, they'll have no desire to stay on board with you once the program is over. And finally, I built a pipeline, and this was key to getting my clients to stay, pay, and refer. And this is what I call the Netflix business model, because the reality is it's easy for clients to become disengaged where they end up falling off the wagon. So what I did was I created a pipeline where I always had something exciting coming up for my clients. You know, Netflix treats their customers as if they could drop off at any given week. And so it's important to always keep your clients super excited about upcoming events, internal challenges, workshops, you know, releases, hot seats, masterclasses, always keeping your clients excited about what's coming up inside of the pipeline. So just to recap on the client retention formula, making sure that retention is firstly dialed in through relationships and results, getting clear on the bridge that takes your clients from pain to pleasure, creating pillars along that bridge and building membership portals with forms and forcing your clients to go live inside of your community and actually share their biggest lessons before unlocking the next pillar. Creating a traffic light system where you're constantly keeping tabs on your clients and moving as many of them towards the green light section as humanly possible. Setting up internal notifications to get back on a call with your clients so that you can then sell them on the back end into the new opportunity, which for me was reverse dieting. And finally, installing the Netflix business model into your business where you're creating a pipeline ahead of time to make sure that your clients are always excited about what's coming next. So I hope this video was helpful. If it was, please do me a favor and drop a comment down below and let me know. And apart from that, I look forward to seeing you in the next one.